You know, it's a process for us all, I mean, even the veterans. So
you have a game that you win, but that maybe isn't the prettiest game. Is it almost a good thing to get back on the field quickly and correct those mistakes?
You know, I guess so. It's always good to get back out there and try to get things cleaned up. But, you know, there's no such thing as a bad win. A win is a win. And in the stat column, it says W, and that's all that matters.
Tom talked about Stephen Ridley and fumbling the ball. How difficult is it? He says you just have to have a short memory. But how difficult is that sometimes when you make a mistake and then you don't have a chance to go back in that game and make up for that mistake?
Well, you know, I can't really speak for Stephen on that one. Really. But I will say that we have full confidence in Stephen and his ability. And like I was saying earlier, full confidence in everybody on this team to do their job. And that's not going to change. We have each other's backs. And, you know, we know we're going to lean on him as well as a lot of other guys here throughout the season.
He's the guy you really need to produce, isn't he?
We need everybody to produce.
Is that coach telling you that?
I need everybody.
Matthew, in a short week, what's the most difficult aspect of preparation when you only have 3 days? I've had players say they don't feel good until Thursday after a Sunday.
I think the physical preparation is tough because you're trying to recover from, you know, a football game is a traumatic experience for your body. You know, your body is put through some rigors, and it's about getting your body back in time and recovering as best you can. And then also mentally it's challenging because you're kind of forced to get a game plan in a limited number of days and be able to go out and execute. So those will be the challenges, mentally being on top of things and physically getting our bodies back.
Do you almost have to start preparing for this game before this week?
No. Our focus was fully on Buffalo last week, and now it's fully on the Jets. And, you know, the time constraints that are there, they are what they are, and they're experiencing the same thing, and just got to go with it.
Do you like it when a guy on the other team guarantees a win coming into your house?
I don't know anything about that.
Mohamed Wilkerson said that they're going to be 2-0 after Thursday. Yeah.
I'm just focusing on what's going on in this locker room and trying to get better here. As, you know.
How come you never say anything like that?
I'm just focused on trying to do my job and help my team.
Normally, when you play the Jets, it's all about the heated rivalry. Is that any different this time because both you guys are going through so many changes on your own teams?
No, I don't think so. I mean, anytime you play a divisional opponent, there's that sense of competition that's upped a little bit because you know how important those divisional games are. And you know, I don't think there's a lot of love lost between us and them, and that's understandable. That's kind of the beauty of it. So, you know, it is what it is.